Barbara Diamond, 425 Century Street, and I'm reading A Bethlehem Moment, A Remnant of Bethlehem Silk Industry. Standing across the street is a building with an interesting story to tell about the early industrial history of Bethlehem. This modest, single-story white house at 26 West Market Street, West Church Street, was once a cocoonery where silkworms were tended and their mile-long filaments were reeled to produce the precious fabric that was all the rage in Europe and the U.S. The silk industry in Bethlehem was established early in our history. There are references to a cocoonery overseen by Reverend Philip C. Bader in the Brethren's House as early as 1752. Benjamin Franklin was an early and influential promoter. He saw economic opportunity for our young country in response to the wild demand for silk in Europe, the need for the colonies to develop domestic industries, and the favorable conditions he found for growing white mulberry trees, the silkworm's essential food. In fact, the trees were so wild and plentiful that the name given to by the Delaware Indians, Nola Matting, to the area near present-day Nazareth means where the silkworm spins, an apparent reference to the abundant trees and a later cocoonery operated by Bader. The Revolutionary War interrupted the development of the industry, and it sputtered along early in the 19th century before collapsing in the late 1840s. It was a cottage industry in early America suited to the, in quotes, weak hands of women and girls by the men of the day, who believed that it could be done during their leisure time to supplement family income. In fact, the work was intense, laborious, and required a high level of skill. Women were expected to master the complex art of raising silkworms, maintaining the cocoons between 50 and 75 degrees, feeding them multiple times during the day on a precise variable schedule, unreeling the mile-long filaments, braiding multiple filaments to form strands for weaving, dyeing the cloth, fashioning it into garments, and cultivating mulberry trees. This underestimation by Franklin and other promoters of the industry of the time women of the day had to devote to this enterprise accounts in part for its failure as a cottage industry. Other factors that led to the industry's pre-Civil War demise included a nationwide bubble in mulberry trees created by speculators and fraudsters, and a mulberry blight. The little house at 26 West Church Street is of this period, recorded in a 1970 report on historic structures in Bethlehem as having been built in 1826 and operating as a cocoonery in 1837. The silk industry revived after the Civil War and was centered in Paterson, New Jersey, where industrial mills were to produce large quantities of fabric and other silk products, again largely employing women and children as labor. As demand grew, the owners in Paterson searched for areas with a large supply of low-cost labor where they could establish more mills. Bethlehem and surrounding areas fit the bill with its large number of immigrants working in the steel and coal industry whose wives and children could be employed in the factories. The first silk mill in the Lehigh Valley opened in 1881. By 1900, there were 23 mills in the Lehigh Valley, and Pennsylvania was second only to New Jersey in silk production. The industry in Pennsylvania and the U.S. peaked in the late 1920s, undone by labor unrest, competition from synthetic fabrics, and the Great Depression. In the decades after World War II, international competition from low-wage countries eliminated most of the mills and the textile employment. In 100 years, the same economic factor, low-wage labor, that brought the industry to the Lehigh Valley in the 1880s led to its demise. I would like to acknowledge the extensive research conducted by Stasia Brown Cowran for this Bethlehem moment.